We're continuing with Chayyot and Chalamet Ches Simen Dalet. So he talks about the following item. I'm not familiar exactly what it looks like, but just extrapolating from the way he describes it and the way the Mishmur describes it, it seems to me they would take a river, a small creek, whatever of that sort. They would divert some of the water from the creek to, let's say, the field or that, something of that sort, and they would put a large container the water would flow into. The purpose of that, I guess, would be to have water which is stored and available that you, whenever you need it. The container would then, so there was a pipe or a trough which would lead from the water to this container, and then the container would have some type of a faucet which you could open and the water would flow out of it. So it's referred to as the rare keston. So the fecha otzalitul yodav be rare keston. So a person cannot be tovel his hands into the rare keston because imipsa kiloch mina rare, if it lost connection back to the pipe. In other words, the water stopped flowing through the pipe. But if the water is flowing from the river to the through the pipe into the kli, he can be tovel his hands in that situation inside of the container. So why is that? Because it's connected back to the water in the river, which is valid water for tefila. The pipe is not considered a kli, even though now he's traveling in the kli with the keston, which is a kli. So he spoke about this idea that even though normally we said pouring is not considered a chibur, but we're going to make an exception for the tilas yadayim. We gave an example of the case of the boat. Person is drawing water from the yam, and there's a hole in the container, so the water is connected back. There's a flow of water. If it's a continuous flow connecting back from the container back into the water, it's like it's mechubar to the water of the yam, and you can be tovel your hands in that situation. In that water. So we introduced such an idea. So he wants to argue the same thing over here, that you, and we said it before, you could be tovel your hands inside of the kli, because even though tefillah b'kli doesn't work over here, since it's mechubar to the water which is outside of the kli, it's going to be acceptable. V'ken al kaponim havi tefillah liyadayim. Let's say that instead of being terrible in a kli, he wants to put his hands where he moves away the keston, and he just has the pipe bringing water, and then at the end it just runs out in the air over his hands. So lo yoyol dein kan netila. That's not considered netila. There is no mice in the teal over there. There's no karech gavra. There's no kli, so it's not considered netila. But let it count as tefila. V'gam tefila lo havi. The tefila lo mikra elam kein hichnas yadav b'mayim. So he has to put his hands into the water. Having the water go in the air over his hands is not a valid act of netila. Okay. So let's say you have underground water source, and you have a pump, which when you prime the pump and you pump it up a few times, the water starts flowing from that underground source up above ground, and it comes out of this pump. So there's no kli there, so you can't approach this as a netila. The question is, let's approach it as a tevila, because it's connected to the water, which is underground water, which is valid water. That's considered a mayan. But the problem is, you're being tevil while it's in the air. That's the din of keeping. That when water is in the air, it's not valid for tevila. The Mishnah Berurah say arguably, if he puts his hands on the ground where the water comes out, so over there, so the concept of Nitzuch Chibur would allow to say that this water is connected to all the other water, and it's not in the air because he's putting his hands on the ground, so that would be a valid Tevilas Yadayim. Shabur does point that out, that's acceptable. So a person's stuck in a situation where he does have a pump available, but he doesn't have a kli, so he can't put his hands directly underneath where the pump comes out of the ground. Usually the pump is like a raised pipe which comes out of the ground and then bends over, and there's like a faucet coming downwards. So if he puts his hand right there above ground, that would not work. But he puts his hands all the way low down to where the right next to the on top of the ground, and the water would flow out from the pump over his hands. That would be a valid tevila. Rare case, but that would work. But then we'll finish off the next simon tomorrow, clarify these points, and then we'll move back into cases which are more common and more relevant. Have a good morning.